Okay, today is Daf Chof Zayin, tomorrow. Before we begin the Gemara, I want to discuss, let me just give some general background. Torah says, Lo yachal yifenu v'lo yomir oso, toiv biro ira b'tov. Torah presents two situations. The situation of tov biro, having tomorrow always involves two animals. The terminology I'm going to use is your source and your target. Right, like in computers, you have the source file and the target. The source is, in the first situation, raw. What does it mean, raw, in the terminology of tomorrow? A baal mum. Now, although the animal has a blemish, it still has kedushas haguf. How can you have a situation where the animal has kedushas haguf and has a blemish, where it started out as a tam? There was no blemish, it was sanctified, and then it developed a blemish. It's a simple case. Simple case, an animal developed a blemish, it was kodesh, it was perfect, it was tam, means complete. There was no blemish, it was ready to be offered on the Mizbeach, and suddenly it developed a blemish. What do you want to do? I want to remove its kedusha, and I want to put the kedusha onto an animal that's tov. Tov means it's tam, it's complete. There is no blemish. So you put them next to each other. You take your source, the animal that is raw. You take your target, the animal that's chulin, that has no blemish. And you say, I want to do a tamura. This should be the tamura. My target is the tamura of the kodesh. The tov will be the replacement of the ra. Now I want to do that. And if you do that, what happens? Both animals, the original animal retains its kedusha, has to be redeemed, and your new animal gets brand new kedusha, and it can be offered as a carbon. And in the process, the person gets malchus, he's punished for committing the sin of trying to remove kedusha in such a fashion. That's called tov bara. Your source is ra, and your target is tov. Next part of the pasuk. Or ra b'tov, the other way around. Ra b'tov is, your source is good, I have a wonderful animal, I don't want to offer this as a, I want to eat this for dinner. I don't want to bring this to the Beis HaMikdash, so let me exchange, remove its kedusha, and put it on the animal that has a blemish.
For a carbon.
It's not going to work. Obviously, you're going to have to deal with the situation later. But you're trying to remove the kedusha from the tov, and transfer it to the ra, the animal that has a blemish. Don't do this. If you do it, what happens? It works. That works. It means that the ra, the animal that has a blemish, also has kedusha, and your original animal retains its kedusha, and you get malchus for your attempt, for the sin of trying to pull it off. You have failed, and you'll also be punished for your failure. Okay, that's the halacha tomorrow. Now let me ask you a very simple question. Very simple question. The Torah only discusses the case of ra b'tov and tov b'ra. What about if both animals are good, tov and tov? What about if both animals are ra? Ra b'ra. I start with a blemished animal and try to give kedusha to a blemished animal. I start with a good animal and try to transfer to a good animal. What's the halacha?
Maybe there's good and very good.
The Torah only says tov b'ra, ra b'tov. What about tov b'tov and ra b'ra? Good question.
Is that a given?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
The Torah is only giving us
tov b'ra, ra b'tov. Right. So let me read you Rashi on the pasuk in Parashas Pichukosai. Rashi says tov b'ra, balmum ra b'tov, and then Rashi the kol shekein tov b'tov. The rabbi, certainly. Now, that's not a symbol of kosher. I'm going to go with that in a few moments. But that's what the kol shekein toiv b'toiv and rabbi ra. Okay, that's Rashi. So there are four cases. Okay, kol shekein. Now, let's go to today's Gemara. Today's Gemara, we have a fascinating situation. You have in front of you four animals. Two animals are kodesh, and two animals are chol. Okay, you have to keep cheshbon, a lot of cheshbon today. Four animals. Two are kodesh, two are chol. Let me start off slowly. Let me tell you, not the Gemara, simple case. Four animals. Two are tanimim, good animals. Good, no blemish. And the two animals are, let's make it similar, have blemishes. And I said, I want the two animals that are ra to be the tamura of the two animals that are tov, that are kodesh. So basically, I'm doing a double. I'm doubling up my sin, right? Just like I can go from rabbit tov, I'm chayv. I want to do it twice. I want to economize. I have four animals and one shot. And one. How many? I'm chayv twice. I've committed the sin twice. I've taken two animals that are good. I've attempted to transfer their kedusha to two animals that are ra in one shot, in one expression. I'm chayv a double set of malchus, and all four animals have kedusha. Right? That's simple. Is that clear? I have four animals. Two animals are kodesh. Two animals are chol. The two animals that are kodesh are both tovim. They're both good. And the two animals that are chol are both ra'im. It's mamash from the pasuk says lo yachav lo yomir so toy b'ra rabbitoves. Here, instead of doing one set, I'm doing two sets in one wholesale. I'm doing two sets in one shot. Okay. The Gemara presents a more complex case. The case of the Gemara involves four animals, but the two animals are kodesh and two animals are chol. The two animals that are kodesh, one is tov and one is ra. From the two animals that are chol, one is tov and one is ra. Okay? That's what we got here. Four animals, two kodesh, two chol. Among the kodesh, one is tov, one is ra. Among the chol, one is kodesh and one is tov.
There are four different categories.
Right, correct.
What's the exchange?
Then you say, I want to transfer with the word tamura, of course, use the right, well, here you, the Gemara is saying using the word tachas, that's going to be the Gemara, that's really the Gemara's issue. You use a word, I don't want to jump ahead. Let me just take one step back. Let me tell you one other halach. Let's say you have in front of you two animals that are ra, right? Two animals, ra, bara. One animal is kodesh, one is chol, and both animals have blemishes. I just read you the Rashi in Chumash, that if you try to exchange the kedusha from the ra, yechai for the loisa sevlo of tamura. Let's say you don't use the word tamura. You use the word chilul. It means I want to desanctify. Not the word tamura. What is the halacha? Have you violated any halacha? No, not only have you not violated the halacha, you have done nothing wrong. If I have in front of me an animal that has a blemish, what am I supposed to do with an animal that has a blemish? I'm supposed to redeem it onto cash. If I have an animal that is kodesh, which has a blemish, I am required to redeem the sanctified animal that is unfit to go on the mizrach due to his blemish upon cash. And then take the money and buy a new animal. With a new animal, I purchase a new carbon. Instead of doing that with cash, I use shava kesef. I use another animal that has a blemish. I have done nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with taking an animal that's kodesh, that has a blemish, and exchanging its value upon another animal of chol that has a blemish. The prohibition of the Torah of Ra Bira is only where you attempt to exchange the Kedushas Haguf from your source to the target. Where you exchange the Kedushas Damim from the source to the target, there's nothing wrong. How do you show you're not exchanging the Kedushas Haguf, you're exchanging the Kedushas Damim? You use the correct terminology. Instead of using the word Tamura, you use the word Chilul. When you use the word Tamura, by definition, the word Tamura means you want to exchange the Kedushas Haguf. We discussed this yesterday with the case of Kaparis. When you use the terminology Tamura, that means you want to exchange Kedush Saguf. Oh, you're exchanging Kedush Saguf from Ra to Ra. Rashi says Chayiv. But if you want to exchange the Kedushas Damim from one animal to another animal, and the way you show you want to exchange Kedushas Damim is with the word Chilul, you have done nothing wrong. That's the way that's okay. I'm saying nothing wrong. That's another discussion. Not for now. You did nothing wrong. Okay. Now here is that. What happens if you use a term that's vague? Like the word tachas, this was more yesterday. The word tachas can be used two ways. Sometimes it's used to kedushas haguf, And sometimes it's used in reference to chilul, exchange monetary value. So basically the Gemara says, look, you have in front of you two animals. They're both ro'im, they're both blemished. And you use the word tachas. If you're going to say the person's intent was kedushas haguf, he's a sinner. He's a sinner, and he's chayav malchus, and both animals have kedusha. If you say the word tachas here in this context means damim, he's done nothing wrong. Why would a person ever want to be a sinner? So when you do, you say something in a situation where it can go both ways, it can go in the context of going up or going down, of course we want to make you into a tzaddik, we don't want to make a person into a sinner, we're going to assume that you meant that the word tacha should be used in reference to dom nadgof. Now let's make things really complicated. You have in front of you four animals, two kodesh and two chol. Among the set of Kodesh, one is Tov, one is Ra. Among the set of Chol, one is Kodesh, one is Tov, and one is Ra. And you say, I want to transfer the Kedush from the Kodesh onto the Chol. What are you intending to do? That's the question. You don't specify. That's the issue we're discussing. Here's the issue. Yeah, funny. One more time. Four animals. Two are Kodesh, two are Chol. The animals that are Kodesh, one is a Tam, one is Tov, one is Ra. Animals that are Chol, one is Tov, one is Ra.
You have to specify. When you say Tam,
you don't. That's the question.
You say two for two?
Right. I want to exchange, I want to transfer the Kedusha that rests upon the Kodesh animals upon the animals that are, upon the animals that are Chulin. Now,
That's specific.
Now, we can get you. We can really get you big time. Now, what do we know? Let's look at the possibilities. Let us suggest. And you use a word which is vague. Use the word tachas, the word which can be interpreted both ways. But the only time we interpret the word tachas in the lenient sense when you go from ra to ra. Hold on, it'll become clear in a moment. Let's assume this. Let's get you for the maximum. We'll assume the tov of kodesh will be exchanged, transferred to the Ra of Chol.
Are you going down?
And the Ra of Kodesh will go to the Tov of Chol.
Yeah. Now, what have you gained?
Now, what have you accomplished with this? You violated the law twice. You violated the law, right? Because you've gone from Tov to Ra, Ra to Tov. Right? Torah says don't go from Tov to Ra or from Ra to Tov. That's what the Torah says explicitly. And here you have in front of you four animals, two Kodesh, two Chol. The Kodesh, one is Tov, one is Ra. Chol, one is Tov, one is Ra. And I want to exchange, I want to transfer the Kodesh to the Chol. Let's get the maximum. We'll go from the Kodesh of Tov to the Ra of Chol. From the Ra of Kodesh to the Tov. That way you've done exactly what it says in the Torah. Don't do, and you've done it twice in both ways, and now you have two sets of malchus, two different sets of tamura. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no. You'll go from the tov to the tov, right? The tov, the kodesh of tov, to the chol of tov,
which is
tov to tov. No, tov to tov. When you go from tov to tov, you're certainly chayef. I don't want to get to the linguistics aspect. Let's put this aside. You go from the tov to the tov. All these things are important, but let's just focus on one point I want to focus on. You go from the tov to the tov, and then you'll go from the ra to the ra. Is that a nice solution? Right? You'll go tov to tov, ra to ra. You have two Kodesh. From the Kodesh, one is Tov, one is Ra. You have two Chol. One is Kodesh, one is Tov, one is Ra. You'll go from Tov to Tov, Ra to Ra. So how are you going to do? How's it going to go? So along comes Rashi. It's a part of the Gemara. You have to give a lot more details. Rashi, you know what's going to be? Since we always want to go easy on you, we don't want to lock you up. We don't want to go to Gehenna. So if you go from Tov to Ra, and from Ra to Tov, you chayef twice. So you know what? Let's go easy. We'll assume, since you didn't specify, you only said you want to exchange the Kodesh onto the Chol, you'll go from Tov to Tov, we'll get you for that. But Ra to Ra, you're exempt. Why are you exempt when you go from Ra to Ra? So let me read the words of Rashi. Okay, it's the same Rashi who wrote the Chumash Rashi. The same Rashi says, you'll go from Ra, V'yaf al gav de poshet, EF should the loy of the Surah, I have to find the right Rashi, a lot of Rashis here. Oidilma tmimo dechulin tachas balasmum. No, that's the wrong Rashi. Ubalasmum tachas balasmum lachule. We're going to go from ra to ra. Devada itfuse lek lememar. You can't say the person wants to go from ra to ra to be chayev for tamura. De ra bira loik siv de levit tamura. It doesn't say it in the Torah. The Torah only says toiv bira, ra b'toiv. The Torah never said ra bira. So when you go from ra to ra, Rashi basically says, I'm making so you have to read Rashi very carefully, but basically Rashi is saying, when you go from ra to ra, you have not violated any sin. The Torah said, don't go from tov to ra, or ra to tov. And Rashi implies, and kol shekein, don't go from tov to tov. But the Torah never said ra to ra. If you take an animal that's ra, and you make a tmura on an animal of chul that's ra, you potter. The only time you chayef a tmura is toif to ra, ra to toif, or, Rashi here implies, kol shekein, toif to toif. So therefore, when you have a situation of four animals, it is in our best interest to assume that if you're trying to transfer from Kodesh to Chol, and you have two and two, we're going to go Tov to Tov, Ra to Ra, and the advantage is we'll only get you once. Only one ticket. Not going to get a double ticket. Because Tov to Tov, you get a ticket. From Ra to Ra, you're exempt. If we're going to go from Tov to Ra and Ra to Tov, we're going to give you a double ticket. And we always want to be lenient. The person doesn't want to sin. And if we want to go easy on you. So what's the question? Everyone asks this question, including my great-grandfather, the Reisha Rav, Rav Aaron Levine, from Reisha. He asks, Mamish, a head-on stira between Rashi and Chumash, and Rashi and Sechta Tamura. This is like such an amazing question. It's explicit, the contradiction. Rashi and Chumash says, Torah is only Toiv and Rabbi Toiv. What about Toiv, B'Toiv, and Rabbi Ra? Rashi says, Kol Shekein Toiv, B'Toiv, V'Rabbi Ra. And Rashi here explicitly says in this Gemara, we have four animals. One animal, two animal Kodesh to Achol. From the animals of our Kodesh, one is Sev, one is Ra. The animal Achol, one is Sev, one is Ra. And now you all, he says, they want to exchange the Kodesh onto the Achol. And we don't know what your Kavana is. If we're going to cross up and down, we're going to get you two, get you twice. If we're going to go Tov, Tov, Ra, Ra, we'll only get you once. Why only once? Because the Torah never said Ra, Ba, Ra. Toi b'ra, ra b'tov. Only can get you one. We only get you for that. And kol shekein, we can get you toi b'tov. But ra b'ra, not.
How do you know that Rashi in the Chumash is talking about where he was unclear in his special case?
Explicit. No, Rashi's over the, Rashi in the Chumash is holding a simple case.
Rashi said, I want to change a ra for ra.
The Torah says, lo yachid and lo yomir, so toi b'ra, ra b'tov. But that's the situation we have in front of us. Rashi says, yeah, well, don't yield with two animals. The case of Toiv and two animals. Either it's going to be Toiv b'toiv, it's going to be Toiv b'ra, ra b'toiv, and Rashi says, what happens if you have two animals, and both animals are good? Or what happens if you have two animals and both animals are ra? Are you chayiv? If you transfer, Rashi says, yeah, you chayiv. The kol shekein Toiv b'toiv, v'ra b'ra. Certainly you're going to be chayiv.
The Gemara, they're also talking, he specifically said,
the Gemara's case is different. The Gemara's case, we have four animals. But it's the same idea, same concept. You have four animals, two Kodesh, two Chol. And among the Kodesh, one is Tov, one is Ra. Among the Chol, one is Tov, one is Ra. And there are only two possibilities. Exactly. So let's look at the possibilities.
Yeah, but possibilities. Maybe when Rashi's talking in the Chumash,
yeah,
he specified Ra b'Ra.
What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Exactly, Ra b'Ra. Why should that make a difference?
Clear. We don't know, so we give him the benefit of it.
But Rashi's making the calculations. You have four animals. Well, you have four animals. You have four animals. Four animals, and you want to transfer the Kedusha of animal, one animal from the Kodesh onto one animal of the Chol. You have a choice. There are only two ways you can go. You can either take the animal that's Tov and put it on the Ra. And then by default, the one that's Ra is going to go on to the Tov. That's exactly what the Torah says, don't do. You can get you twice. Or the other alternatives will go from the Tov to the Tov and the Ra to the Ra. If you go from the Tov to the Tov, we'll get you for that. But for the Ra to the Ra, we're not going to get you. Why not? Because there's no halach of Ra b'Ra. The halach of Ra b'Ra doesn't exist. So in this situation, we always want you to come out ahead. We want you to get one ticket out of two tickets. That's what we're going to say. Because Ra b'Ra, it's all built on the premise that there's no prohibition of going from Ra to Ra. But Rashi explicitly says there is a prohibition of going Ra to Ra. This is a contradiction that is incredible. How do you reconcile this contradiction? It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable question. All the answers don't the question's going to be better than all the answers you could possibly use. It's an incredible question. So let me give you, let me give you the basic two answers which are good. They're good answers. The truth is this Gemara is really more complex. Gemara really goes back to Gemara Davov. This is Afchav Zayim Davov. And basically, one approach is there are two opinions in this matter. There's an Abaya and there's a Rava. We're dealing over here with Abaya. This Gemara over here deals with Abaya. Abaya is the Baal, I'm not mistaken, maybe. Sure, I'm getting mixed up already. There's an Abaya and there's a Rava. This Gemara, if you go through all the details, there are two opinions. Ein Ochnami Rashi and Chumash is dealing with the Gemara and Avav. There's really two things. There's a Gemara and Avav and the Gemara and Avchav Zayim. The Gemara and Avav, it's mashma, it's not explicit, that there's something called Rabira. That's according to Rava. That's Rava. And there are a lot of details which is beyond me, and it's not for the purpose of now. There's a lot of technical details. It's logical, if it's based upon drushes. The Gemara here is going according to Abaya. And the Chanami, there's a machlokes, Abaya and Rava, if there's such a thing called Rabira. Rava says yes, Abaya says no. Rashi is explaining the Gemara according to Abaya. The Rashi and Chumash is explaining the Gemara according to Halacha, which is like Rava, which is on Daf Vav. Okay, very nice, simple answer to answer the contradiction. Okay, very simple. You can go home and it's all fine and good. Another answer. Now this is a more lumish answer. I like this answer a little bit better. Here, it really touches upon what you were saying. In the case of the pasuk, there's something to this answer. The case of the pasuk is where I have only two animals. Both animals are ra. One is kodesh, one is chol. And you say, I want this to be a tumur on this. You're explicit. You're as explicit as can possibly be. There are two animals. Both of them are ra. They're both blemished animals. One is kodesh, one is chol. I want the chol to be the exchange of the kodesh. Okay. So along comes Rashi, and Rashi says, Kal v'chomer. What the Kal v'chomer is another story. What is the Kal v'chomer? It works. Tov b'tov, Kal v'chomer. It works. In this Gemara, you're not explicit. Now, wait, let me take a step. How do you know Tov b'tov and Ra b'ra? It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. Nowhere. Take a magnifying glass. Nowhere. It's logical. We extrapolate. We extrapolate, we make Kal V'chomer, we're not going to get into the Kal V'chomer, so it's not yet. You figure it out. Extrapolate that such a halacha, but it's not explicit. Let's say you do it. Okay, so we know the Shulchan Aruch, we know that according to halacha it works. The Gemara over here, be quiet. All you have in front of you are four animals. Four animals, two Kodesh, two Chol. I want to exchange among my Kodesh, my set of Kodesh, one is Tov, one is Ra. Among my set of Chol, one is Kodesh, one is Ra. Now, what did you have in mind? So the Gemara is suggesting what you had in mind is something which we have to figure out what you had in mind. You didn't say anything. It's much more logical we should say that you had in mind what it explicitly says in the Torah rather than what the Torah does not explicitly say. Like I mentioned before, this goes back to what we started with. When you say the word tachas can mean either can mean two things. Either it can mean that's the case, that's the really old part of the Gemara, I'm leaving a lot of details. It could mean hatfasa, the prohibition of tamura, or it can just mean to chil, to redeem its value. All Rashi means here in this Gemara is not the halacha. Rashi means the Torah never explicitly said rabira. Al pi halacha, if you take two animals that are rabira and you explicitly say want to exchange rabira, yechayif. But here the person didn't say that. The person has here in front of him four animals and he wants to exchange two onto two. So if we follow, so what do you mean? We want to make it work out that it should not be a vile, it should be simple what the Torah says, not a case of what the Torah did not say. The Torah only said Tov Bira and Ra B'Tov. The Torah never explicitly said Ra Bira. It's true in Halacha such a thing does exist. There is something called Ra Bira and you would be Chayif. But since in this situation you did not explicitly say, and your words can be interpreted in a way where you're not saying Ra Bira, you're saying you want to cross the lines the other way, which what the Torah explicitly said, we will interpret your words to your benefit because you did not explicitly say Ra Bira in order that you should come out ahead. It is more to it, but that's the basic gist. Rashi here does not mean Halacha. This is a very interesting concept. Rashi here means since you were vague and we can interpret your words to mean a simple translation of the words of the Torah of Rabba, Tov, and Tov, or we can interpret your words to mean something that is halachically correct but it's in between the lines, we're going to interpret your words as reference to what the Torah explicitly says and not focus on halacha that's true when you read between the lines, but not something which you explicitly said. Okay, this is an idea, there's more to it, just want to throw out this idea that although things are true in halacha, when we have an option, we're going to focus on what the simple translation of the words of the Torah are, not necessarily what is between the lines. Okay, I'm going to explain it fully, just gave you a gist of what that idea is. Now I'm going to give you one more answer. Now, this answer is a complicated answer, and we can't go into the details. I'm just going to tell you the abstract form of the answer. Very abstract. If you have time, if you're interested in this, you have to see the whole thing, the whole idea, the Sifsei Chachamim. The Sifsei Chachamim, all you know, is one of the most basic perushim on Rashi. Sifsei Chachamim basically says that Rashi here doesn't make the Kal Vachomer doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Torah lo yachlifenu toiv bira oira b'tov. Don't go from good to bad or bad to good. If you think about it, so why is that a Kal Vachomer toiv b'tov? Torah doesn't want you to go down. Okay, don't go down. Makes sense. You're going down. Don't go up. Right? Because if you're going up, you're starting with something which is weak, and you're trying to go high. There's a flaw, a fundamental flaw, in going down and going up. Why is that a kal v'chomer to tov b'tov and ra b'ra? He asks it in a much more elaborate way. The Sifsei Chachamim is not in the Chumash. The regular Chumashim have what's called the Ikar Sifsei Chachamim. They skip this whole piece. But in the Megillas Gedolos, where they have the full-blown Sifsei Chachamim, is a very large piece where he challenges what in the world does Rashi mean. And he has a very beautiful interpretation of what Rashi means. And all we need now, just the abstract answer, is as follows. This is an idea which you have to challenge. It's not necessarily correct, but I think there's something here, and I think it's very interesting. Basically, let me give you an example of bittel. Okay, everything is very abstract. Bittel. If you have three pieces of meat, one is treif. Treifus can possibly be. I'm telling you one opinion. Not everyone agrees. Are you allowed to eat the three pieces of meat? So one opinion says no. All three together you can't. Oh, but it's bittel. All bittel means is, if I take one piece of meat and I eat it, it's okay. Because the piece of meat that I'm eating now, I could assume came from the majority. Two are kosher, one is non-kosher. The piece, if I separate one piece of meat, I have a right to assume this came from the majority. Tomorrow, I could eat the other piece of meat, because I can assume that came from the majority. And the next day, I can eat a third piece. At each given moment of time, I can say that a piece of meat came from the majority. But can I eat all three pieces of meat together? Why not? Because there's definitely a piece of non-kosher meat in this mixture. That's one opinion. Other opinions hold no. And it's happy. It becomes kosher. But let's learn like this opinion. Each one alone is good. But together, you got a problem. Okay. There's tov b'tov and there's ra b'ra. How do you know tov and tov and ra b'ra? So look at the Sifsei Chachamim. It basically comes out, there are two parts. So the pasuk of Tov, Bira, Rabbit. From the Rabbit Tov, the second part, Rabbit Tov, we learn a Kal V'Chomer to Tov B'Tov. But that, the words Rabbit Tov do not teach me Rabbit Ra. I need to come on to the first part of the passage, Tov Bira, to teach me Rabbit Ra. Each kal v'choymer is mutually exclusive. If you have rabbra in front of you, it's awesome. Why? Oh, because the pasuk says tov bara. If you have in front of you tov and tov, it's aser, because the pasuk says rav tov.
Right.
So when you look at each one alone, it's aser, because it's a kal v'chomer from one part of the pasuk. But if you think about it, you have to go through the details of the Sifrei Chachamim, each kal v'chomer knocks out the other kal v'chomer. If you're going to take the ikur to be tov b'tov, rav bara doesn't make sense. If you go with rav bara, tov b'tov doesn't make sense. Each one is derived from a different pasuk, so no problem. Rashi in Chumash that says kol shekein tov b'tov and rav bara is dealing in a situation where you only have in front of you two animals. Right. If I have in front of me two animals, tov b'tov, also from this pasuk. If I have in front of me two animals, rav bara, also from this pasuk. Our Gemara here is going where you have both situations in front of you. You have four animals in front of you. Four animals in front of you. And now what do you have a choice? Either you can cross, go down, or go up. Okay, you chayef twice. What's the alternative? Tov b'tov. If you're going tov b'tov, you can't say rah b'rah at the same time. Like a piece of meat. One piece of meat is good at a time. But all three together, you can't. The lumdis, the Sifrei Chachamim's lumdis of tov b'tov and rah b'rah, each one knocks out the other. They're mutually exclusive. That's why you have two psukim. The only way you have a kal v'chomer of toiv b'ta, toiv b'toiv, is because of one pasuk. But that logic is a contradiction to rav bara. Hayna rav bara, the other pasuk. Okay, so when you deal with each one in an isolated situation, it's going to work. But if you're going to bring the two together, it's not going to go, because they contradict. You got to take one approach and knock out the other. So Rashi in Chumash that says there's something called toiv b'toiv and there's something called rav bara, because Rashi and Chumash dealing with each situation in isolation. The Gemara here, Masech Tamura, invents a new situation where you bring together four animals and you want to go do at the same time toiv b'toiv and rav bara. No, that's like eating all three pieces of meat in one shot. It's not going to work. The lumdis with the sizachum is not going to work out. So you have to take one approach. And now you have no choice but rab and raz. You're going to be free. You understand what I'm saying? This is an approach. I mean, it's abstract, because I'm not telling you the lowest of the kalchem, because that will take a half an hour to go through, at least at my speed, to go with the lowest. But if you look at David Sissachon, how he explains, he challenges this Kal v'chomer Rashi, and he shows that really there are two different kal v'chomers, one from one pasuk, one from the other pasuk. And really, if you think about it, each lumdis contradicts one another, so you can deal with each one in isolation, but you can't bring them together. And that's why there is no contradiction between the Rashi here and the Rashi in Masechta Tamura. Rashi here is dealing with each situation in isolation, and Rashi in Masechta Tamura is where we bring them all together in one shot, in one statement. In one statement, you cannot do such a thing, and therefore you have to take one approach to one kal v'chomer. Toiv b'toiv is the logical winner. So toiv b'toiv, now you no longer have a rav bara, and that's why Rashi says we're going to work things out. You'll only get one ticket, not two tickets, because of this. So the maskana, what we want to make is we have a stib between Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Masechta Tamura. We've given three answers. The first answer is a very balabadish answer. It's machlekes Abaye and Rava. Rashi and Chumash is following Rava, which is a really gemara and daf vav. Here Rashi is explaining the Gemara according to Abaya, which works in different lumdis, and you go through the Gemara, you'll see the different svaris, and they work out differently. The second answer, I'd only give you the Rashi Prakim, it's an abstract answer. There are more parts of the answer. Basically, of course, there's a din of ra bira. But that's a halachic din. Here where a person is vague, he has in front of him a whole collection of animals, and there are different approaches, we're not going to put upon you something which is only known between the lines. We're only going to interpret your statement what it explicitly says in the Torah, not something which only is known through a kal v'chomer. That's a very interesting concept. You make a statement, your statement can be interpreted two ways. One way can be interpreted what it explicitly it says in the Torah, and the other way is something which is halachically true, but it's only read between the lines. We're going to go with the easy pshuta shel mikra interpretation, and that's all Rashi means. Rashi means it doesn't say rabra, doesn't explicitly say rabra, and that's why you're not going to have a problem in this situation. And the third answer is there's no steer whatsoever, because you have to understand the lumness of the kavrash. Is a kavchama. Kavchama. What's the kavchama? Think about it. It doesn't make any sense. You need to come on to a very elaborate set of approach, a lumish approach to understand the kavchama, which is provided by the sechachamim. And then the result will be that each approach, each one, is a contradiction. Toiv b'toiv is a contradiction to rabara. Rabara is a contradiction to toiv b'toiv. The two are mutually exclusive. So in chumash, we're dealing with each one in isolation. It's like two pieces of meat. It's going to be good. But in mitzvah to tmur, we're putting them all together. If you're going to take toiv b'toiv, you're not going to have rabara at the same time. And that's why Rashi says there is no rabara.